Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer to you this day, and we ask that your name may be glorified in all we do as we walk down this first week of August and we enter into the last month of the traditional summer. We ask that you lead us to glorify your name. We ask that we may be patient, that we may be listening to the words that you bring to us every day, that we may be faithful in our prayer, faithful in our service, even in times when we may be discouraged. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. You know, I realized I gave you two of three parts of an answer that I had brought up yesterday. And the whole thing was focused on the three people in the Old Testament who asked God that they may die. And then, in fact, I said it's actually two and a half. I've told you this before, so many of you may already remember this. Well, the other one is Jeremiah. Jeremiah didn't ask that God may kill him, as did Elijah and Moses. Jeremiah rued the day he was born. That's the two and a half. He was like, I rue the day that I was born, because he had gone through such a difficult time as well. So we see that story. And of course, Jeremiah is preaching to the people of Judah prior to the Babylonian exile. So he is warning them to change their ways. And of course, they're resistant and they virtually torture him to get him to shut up. They even throw him down a well. And that's why he said, oh, that I wish I was never born. So you have two that I can name right off the top of my head. One of them we heard in the reading yesterday from the book of Numbers, and that was Moses. And then there was Elijah, the greatest prophet in the Old Testament, does this powerful miracle. And he comes to a point and says, kill me now. And then there was Jeremiah, who comes to the point and says, don't kill me now, just I wish I was never born. Well, we have an interesting reading today, and this is also one of those readings. Well, all the readings are interesting. This is also one of those readings that people, they turn around, they say, but isn't the Lord supposed to be nice? Well, no. The Lord is, God is Father. We see Jesus as essentially our brother, but God is Father, and the Father, and it, as it says right there in the Bible, he warns us, what father does not discipline his children? And if he doesn't discipline his children, that means he doesn't love them. So we're all called to be disciplined by the Lord. There are times that we see such, we see the battles and we see the wars and we say, why does God allow this? But what you don't understand is if God didn't intervene when he does the way he does, the evil that appears would just be like a virus overcoming a tree. It's a matter of cutting off the limb to save a tree, the whole tree. If you didn't do that, whole tree would be destroyed. So you have this, again, this principle where the discipline of the Lord comes in. Well, what happens? Of course, one of the great problems we see in the Old Testament also, and it can be within our lives as well, whining. And so we have Miriam, who was Moses' wife, and Aaron, who is Moses' prophet, actually, who come together, and they had talked about, they had problems with Moses having another wife. As it says, on the pretext of the marriage he had contracted with a Cushite woman. So they complained. Is it through Moses alone that God speaks? Does he not speak through us also? And what happens is we understand that Moses, as it says, is the meekest man on the face of the earth. We see that with St. Paul, too. We're expecting this great, powerful voice, but he's not. He's coming very humbly. And he can be strong. We've seen even a good depiction of it in the movie, The Ten Commandments. But they see him as someone who is, at this point, also meek, which means humble. And in his humility, he is listening, but also they are, in a sense, overpowering him. And what happens, this comes from Numbers 12, by the way, 1 through 13. And what happens is that as a way of disciplining this small uprising that happens with Moses, they come before the Lord in a cloud, the three of them, And when the cloud leaves, as the power of the Lord leaves, Miriam is now leprous. Her skin is just totally leprous. And for that reason, she has to be put out of the camp because now she is a leper. And Moses stands up and says, do not allow this to happen. And he intervenes, even though he was basically bullied by the two of them previously in the presence of the Lord. Now he intervenes. And as we see in the story, the Lord says, well, look, he says, it talks about this shameful action and then of them. And what if this was an earthly aspect? So what he does, he says, put her out of the camp for 7 days, then you can bring her back. In other words, Moses calls for her to be healed, but in other words, she will be healed in 7 days, but in the meantime she has to be out of the camp. And this is a warning to all the people: do not mistreat the prophet of the Lord. In other words, remember, this is the prophet of the Lord. The prophet of the Lord speaks for the Lord. Therefore, treat him with the same respect. Why? It's not about protecting the prophet of the Lord. It's about protecting that discipline when you are dealing with the Lord. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM.
Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy, and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube.
St. Anthony Parish, Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out the website. You can also connect with the program. Remember, tonight at 7 o'clock p.m., we have our discussion group. We're going to be discussing a little bit of Thomas Aquinas tonight. So we're going to be doing that. You can also consider coming to the parish, 10 o'clock Mass on Sunday mornings. Come check us out. You can also listen to the archives of the show. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests. Tune into our blog. Tune into our Substack newsletter. Do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, if you want to donate to the show, there's a tab to do that. And don't forget, you can check out where the parish is and everything is about the parish, and contact the parish also at the parish tab over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're seeing that God presents his discipline because he's leading people to understand this is who God is. Remember, when he is first encountering the Hebrews and he sends Moses to the Hebrews, they have their understanding of God. But as they're on this journey, this 40-year journey, finally to the promised land, they're learning who God is. And they're also understanding the important virtue of fear of the Lord. Now, fear of the Lord, actually, people say that we're supposed to be in terror of the Lord. Well, no, people say incorrectly. And unfortunately, that was once taught very strongly in the, I remember people from the, what they call the greatest generation talking about that, that we weren't taught that God loved us. We were taught that we were to fear the Lord. George Carlin, who ended up becoming an atheist, who did go through Catholic education, ended up becoming an atheist, learned that older style that you had to be careful because God was just waiting to cast you into hell. And he mocks it by saying, and this is the God who loves you. So you look at that, you realize this older teaching was taught that didn't teach about God's love, but taught this fear of the Lord that I always say, and people told me this is true, that I always say is similar to in the Wizard of Oz, when you see that the holographic element of the wizard, I'm talking about with the 1939 film, was it 39 or 34? with Judy Garland. If you remember that film and you remember the holographic image of the Wizard of Oz, well, a lot of people understand God in that way. Well, there's no love there, but there is that fear. But that doesn't make any sense, because how are you going to serve that Lord? You're going to rebel against that God. And today, many people have. George Carlin did. He rebelled against that God. But then you've got the other side. And that's the God, you can say, that fosters presumption. Well, God's going to forgive me everything. It'll be okay. Don't worry. God doesn't mind. All that stuff. And then we see today's reading says, no, don't look at God that way either. Because when we look at God that way, then it opens us up to presumption. And then we lose God as well, because then God is meaningless to us. Well, he's going to forgive us, and he's the nice God. It's like when you deal with the child of the extremely permissive parent who has no respect for the parent at all, and has the parent or parents manipulated around his or her finger. They'll do whatever he asks. That's a situation that we're talking about happens when you have the presumptive concept of God. So you've got these two elements of God, and the truth is, as they often say, somewhere in between. So you have the God that you do not stand up and rebel against, which is what Miriam and Aaron did. But you also have the God who you don't presume, which is also a form of rebellion, because it ultimately leads to rebellion. You have the God who you fear, and another word for fear is reverence, but either way, the God that you understand that he is God and you are not. And why? Because if you don't do that, if you walk down either of those two paths, you walk down to your destruction. You can see that going on right now. So what's going in the world today? And people are coming up with, this is the right solution. This is the, you know, we have to do things this way or that way. Well, I got news for you. The problem is people have lost reverence for God. And in doing so, this is the fruit of what goes on in a world where there is no reverence for God. Because what happens? The replacement happens, and that is then you consider yourself God, like the child that can wrap the parents around their finger. Then you consider yourself God, and when that happens, you have succumbed to the devil's temptation. We'll talk more tomorrow. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.